Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We now are joined by Dr. Daniel Israel for something far more serious, of course, and that is our daily COVID update. And today we're going to be chatting about how far we've come in flattening the curve in terms of this third wave. Dr. Israel, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chad.
So let's just dive right in. How far are we into flattening the curve?
So we were discussing the other day amongst colleagues that we've been asked lately what's happening to this flattening the curve story, because at the beginning of COVID, when most of us, well, certainly our general community didn't know much about curves, or at least viral curves, we were told we needed to flatten the curve. And people today might not even know what flattening the curve is. So just to recap on that, if you plot on a graph the number of new case or number of cases of COVID versus time, what would normally happen in a pandemic, there'd be an exponential rise in cases because one person spreads to two, those two to another two, you know, so it really goes up. The problem with a curve that goes up like that, as we know, is that our medical facilities can't handle it. And, you know, with the care that we otherwise might be giving people who would get complications, we wouldn't be able to give. So the whole general responsibility of the public is to try and prevent infections, which will then make that curve much more flat. So that's just the recap. To answer your question about what's happened with the curve is that, I suppose, unpredictably, we saw COVID as being something that would come and go over time. We've seen that there are waves with this, with COVID infections, generally thought out to be propagated by new variants. And because we have had new variants, even though we've done pretty well at flattening the curve, we have had times of vast increase in that curve, and that's how steep it is, which like happened last month. So we certainly, without the social distancing, sanitizing, and even immunization, would have had a much steeper curve. But I suppose we've done fairly well at flattening the curve. But if you look at the curve, and you can Google COVID cases in South Africa over time, you will see three sharp spikes, which don't exactly look like a flattened curve.
So what's been of concern to a lot of us is that the ex-advisor to the president in respect of the command council that was put together with regards to this crisis said that we're going to see another peak, in other words, another curve coming out in early December. What kind of modeling would we expect scientists to be doing to be able to come up with something almost so specific as the week in which they predict that there may be another wave and we may peak in another wave?
So interestingly, this virus is, even with its variants, has followed quite a rhythmic trajectory. So if you look at what I just said, and it's like for those people on their computers, it really is interesting to Google COVID-19 cases in South Africa over time. You'll see that there's a roughly 5-month time elapsing between each peak. And it's happened three times now. So the modeling there predicts that, you know, this virus comes in cycles, and that given the cycle that we've just had, but based on the previous one, the next one would fall somewhere in November, December, and we would have a whole other curve. Now, obviously, a whole other spike. Now, that could be stopped, obviously, but theoretically by a lot of vaccination and great adherence to preventative measures just before that time. But, you know, again, it's about modifying human behavior, which is not such an easy thing to do.
So the same applies. Vaccinate, 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 and we will be able to start seeing the numbers drop. And perhaps, I don't know if it's possible, you would have a better inkling than me, but if we had to see a massive drive for vaccination between now and, say, November, would we be able to perhaps stop that wave in its tracks, or is it destined to happen anyway?
With the behavior of this virus, we would probably still see future peaks, and maybe even at that time. But remember, I mean, there's a difference between a very big peak like we just had in the third wave and say what happened in the first wave. And I mean, the first wave was a perfect example of this, because in the first wave, there was so much fear and so much obviously unsustainable measures put in for COVID that even though there was a peak, it was a very small peak. So the truth is that if we are able to go on a massive drive, and we saw Hatzolah did this, for example, just before the third curve, there was a whole lot of social media, third wave, there was a whole lot of social media out there on this. But with the correct drives that are broader than the Jewish community, we should be able to make that next curve much, much flatter.
Dr. Israel, thank you for making our understanding so much easier of COVID. I hope to chat again soon.
Thanks for your great questions.